Right.
Yeah, but eventually it's other people trying it, right?
No, I don't
know.
No, I don't mean
okay. I don't want to hear that. Okay. So this Shabbos is going in Parshas B'Shalach with Hashem. Of course, the centerpiece of Parshas B'Shalach is Kriyas Yamsuf and the Shir of Hayam, or Yashir. So I want to focus, as we've done a number of times in the past, on the second Pasuk of the Shir of Shmos Parak Tesvav Pasuk Beis. Azivim Maskoba Yilishua Zekeli Vanyehu. It's a very difficult phrase to explain. What does it mean, Zek Kaliv unveiled? So Rashi, the word unveiled, so Rashi comments here, Zek Kaliv unveiled, Unkus Tirgim Lashon Tavei, Unkvavei, a beautiful building, a Kamon Nevei Shannon, right, Lenevei Tzon, he quotes Sukkim, and that's how art school renders it over here. This is my God, and I will build him a sanctuary, Nevei, a beautiful building, a sanctuary. Dover acher v'anveu loshon noi, or like noi sukkah, right? Decorative, something decorate. Asaper noyov u'shmacho leboy olam. I will speak of his praise. That's probably, to me, it makes no sense in the context, right? As I was Yashir, I will speak his praise in front of everyone in the world. Okay, that's what Rashi says. But as all of us know, the pasuk zekel v'anveu, of course, serves as a principal marker for the concept and halacha of Hidur Mitzvah. And we spoke about different aspects of Hidur Mitzvah in the past. So I want to speak about a different aspect of Hidur Mitzvah this evening, just to get started. So the sugya of Hidur Mitzvah, in terms of the basic marker, that cites this pasuk, Karen Parsha Mishalach, is a Gemara in Asecha Shabbos, Tavkuf, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, Tuf, Lamed Gimel, Beis, Shabbos. So the Gemara says the following, Gitanya, Zek, Kelev, Anveil, a different definition. His na'er lefanav the mitzvah. The unveil, the word na'er, very fine, beautiful. Beautify yourself in terms of the mitzvah. What does that mean? I say lefanav sukkah na'er. When you build a sukkah, make it a beautiful sukkah. The lulav na'er, the shofar na'er, the tzitzis na'er, the tzitzara na'er, the kasav olishmo b'nyol na'er, the kumus na'er, the lavla umon, the karcha b'shirayin na'er. In other words, whenever you have an item that's used for a mitzvah, you should try and go out of your way to get a more beautiful item, even though another item might be kosher. Let's say you have a sukkah. So a sukkah without any decorations in a sukkah is also nice. But it says sukkah not, right? So you get a more beautiful sukkah if you can. Okay? Elsewhere, the Gemara discusses how much more you should be willing to spend for the more beautiful item. It's not well, that's a good question. Not for tonight. Seems to be a concept, though, right? But we'll have to see what, another time, I'm sorry. I think we'll talk about the past. But again, so Sukkah Noam, right? Lulav Noam, Shofar Noam, Tzitzis Noam, Sefer Torah. She written with nice ink and with a proper craftsman writing it. And the Korcho B'Shirai, you put a nice mantle on it, nice silk to cover it. Okay, all these things are means of beautifying mitzvah. Now, the context here with this Gemara, this sugya rather, Kufan Gilmez, appears in the parak known as Parak of Elezer Demila, which is the 19th parak of Shabbos. It starts off with the din of Elezer relating to Mila. Most of the parak has to do with Bris Mila. Shabbos talks about Mila on Shabbos. Okay, so the context is the following. There's a later Mishnah which talks about this following situation. Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph in Masecha Shabbos, the bottom of the page, Mishnah says. A few Mishnah, not pages, the very bottom of the page. It says, Eilul Hain, Titzin Hana Akbina Samila. The Mishnah describes that sometimes, and sometimes, depending on what you cut, there can be certain parts of the foreskin that were still left on a little bit. It's called Titzin. It's like strips of skin that weren't cut off. And some of them are Akbina Samila. They prevent the Mila from preventing the Yotzin to Brisila. Okay? That's called Titzin Ama Akbina Samila. Rashi says, Titzin Rutsua Shalbosin Shinish Aramin Ha'orla. Left over from the foreskin. Then usually they kind of comes all over once. But let's say it couldn't, or the knife wasn't a sharp, or whatever it was, so there's still strands of skin, so to speak. Right? What does it mean? So it says, Elohim Titzin Ama Akbina. The following types of situations prevent you from having performed the vision. You have to cut it off again, or cut those pieces off for the meal to be valid. Okay, it's where you have flesh which covers Rova Torah. Now, Torah is the cloud, the top of the Aver. He suffered Gevoa HaMakefes HaGid. it's the top of the skin that comes on when the baby's born before the bacillus. You see some of the skin surrounds the top of the organ. From there it goes down in the opposite direction. We all know what it looks like. So such a person continues the mission. If the Kohen had this situation, the bris wasn't done properly, so the Kohen, it would not be Adi Truma. An Oral is, this person's called an Oral because the bris is no good. And furthermore, the mission is in Hoya Baal Bosser, if the baby was very fatty, chubby. Okay, Rashi explains, Shomein, the Nira Bosser, Malamir, Losal, Achashinitla Orla, Kula, Kilo Hoya Bosser, Choser, Chomazagib. Really, it was all cut off because of the baby's got a lot of extra skin because he's fat. And it looks like it wasn't cut off just because of the way the fat is. So, Misachno with Neymar Sayan. You have to fix it up, even though, strictly speaking, the bris was good. But because it looks like it's a marasayan, as Rashi says, Shaloya Nira Carlos, it shouldn't look like an oral. And then it says in the next page, that's a steam so often. Yeah. Good aura, but I guess something, right. Still, you know, they say that the Mincha Salazar, the Munkach Rebbe, was also a mile. And he had a sheet about how certain that this should be cut. And the story is that when he would go to the mikveh, he would see certain people and say, I need to make an appointment. Right. So he made an appointment. So when people knew when the Mincha Salazar come to the mikveh, you're not clear now. But anyway, so then the mission ends at the top of Kuf Lamed Zayin of the days. If you did the bris mila, but you didn't pull back the skin the right way, then the mila is also no good. So that's the mishnah, mobile or par. Something to make a joke. Mobile or par means you give the mila, you didn't pay the mola. Like par, if you're on the chov. Mobile or par, kill the mola. But par, he doesn't mean that, means priya. Anyway, that's the mishnah in Shabbos, Kufal Amad Zion, Amad Aleph. Going over to Kufal Amad Zion, Amad Beis. Now, So, it's in that, in the context, that's the mishnah later. But to come back now to where we started, so the mishnah here identifies what's called tikkun ha-me'akvin et hamila. These are fleshy leftovers, flesh leftover, which are me'akvin the mila, means the mila is no good. So obviously there are occasions where you might have skin left that would not be me'akvin. You know, it wouldn't ruin the bris mila, even if that skin wasn't cut off all the way. Nevertheless, it would not be required, it would not disqualify. It's got, that's exactly what we're talking about. So let's see. So, again, remember how we said, Misachim v'shapeh b'yaskut on Rashi, Misachim v'shapeh b'yizma v'oso obid. You cut it back because it's too fat. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our page. So that's the background. But on Kuf Lamed Gimel Beis, before the Gemara read earlier, the Gemara says the following. The Tana Rabbanan, let's find it here, so the Mishnah says, or the Gemara rather says, the Tana Rabbanan, Hamol Kolzman Shu Osik Bemila, the Molo, as long as he's still involved in the cutting process, Choser, he can go back and Bein Alatzitzin Ma'akvin Es Hamila, Bein Alatzitzin She'ein Ma'akvin Es Hamila. Go back and cut whether it was Tzitzin that are required, or even if it wasn't required, still you can cut it back. But Piresh, once he stops, he has to go back and cut the things which disqualified the absence of which, or the presence of which disqualifies the mila. Okay, but okay, that's what the Gemara there says. Now, says Rashi. Hamol says Rashi one magic word, the Shabbos. We're talking about the mila that's taking place on Shabbos. So we know that Vayom HaShmini Afil, the Shabbos, if you have a mila, even provided that's the eighth day, they do a mila on Shabbos. So according to what the simple reading of the Gemara, Rashi learned it, was reading out from Rashi, Hamo b'Shabbos. So Kolzman Shu Osek Ba, meaning, says Rashi, Shlo Silek Yotov, he was still patching around, he was still doing what he had to do. In Rosh Nishtaru Ba Tzitzin, if he saw when he's doing the cutting that some of these skin strips are still left, whether we're talking about tzitzin or some akvin, which means that the mila wasn't kosher until he cut it, bein she'ein ma'akvin, chozer v'chotek. Why? The kula chadamilti. It's all one operation, exactly. Harei nitzas Shabbos litchos etzla. It's acceptable because Shabbos, we don't have Shabbos for the sake of the mitzvah of bris mila. However,
it's Meaka meal is not good. So should we say we should go backwards?
No, okay, but the chiddush here is Hanami. But the chiddush here is even those things which the meal is good, but you can go back anyway as long as you're still in the. However, contingent. So let's see. So let's see. The Gemara says, "Pirei Sirashin Shesilek Yodov." Right, you pulled your hands away. It was done. It was obviously finished. Then continues the Gemara. Silek. Oh, okay. Silek. So then it's Al Ma'akrin Chose. If it's Ma'akev, so Ma'akev, they go back. Sharei Ain Kamila Atzma. It's still part of the verse, like you just said. Right. If the Ma'akev is Amelus, he didn't do the job. Got to finish it. While Sharei Ma'akrin says Rashi Eino Chose. Okay, the Havi Keras Cholot is the Atzma. It's like starting over again. It's done already. That you can't be Docher Shabbos. Okay? We're talking about a weekday, you go back and do that, but not on Shabbos. Behind the story, called Torch and Yilah, people teach us Amach when Chosar and Kozman Shalom Pire. As long as you haven't stopped. Yeah, okay, it's true. I give a lot of time. So again, Pirish, I'll think of Akhman and Chosar, and Eno Chosar. So now the more asked, Man Tana Pirish Eno Chosar. Who is the Tana who says that once you stop, you feel like it's Shoto, it's over? Then you can't go back on Shabbos to the rest. Antan appears ain't a chozer. Okay. Amar Rabbi Barbachana, Amar Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel benos from Yochanan and Broke. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yochanan Broke. Who's he? What did he say? The Sanya, the following case. Our boss are Shecholios to Shabbos. The 14th of Nisan was on Shabbos. One of those 20 years, Erev Pesach lands on Shabbos. We have enough complications. When that happens, and the Beis Hamikdash was an additional complication. You had to bring the carbon pesach that afternoon. Yeah. So our boss says shacholis b'shat. So says the quote here: Mafshit adam ha-pesach ad ha-chozeh dir v'shmol b'nosh v'yochon b'rotu rachamu mafshitet as kulo. Okay. The Gemara says as follows. I'll give you the background. When you shech the carbon pesach, so the inner part of the animal, you have to put on the mizbeach. That's the carbon, right? So you would skin the way we'd get it out was you would skin the animal. Right, they would skin the, take off the skin of the animal and pull out the inner part and throw them on his back. That was the job. That's what you had to do. Okay. Now let's see the Rashi. First of all, Rashi is man tana pirish and a chozer. Umshuv the pirish chashuvei chazor milson asher ahovo ikum mitzvah milah hada. Who is it that says once you stop the bris milah, you can't go any further? You can't go back to those things that are not ma'akev, those things which are not absolutely necessary. So it's this tana over here. Mafshir a pesach chozer. Behind no pirish, it's not. But that is talking. Gabe hefshitu shor mafkin or glaim. Or here mafshir v'yori adshmigil a chozer. They would skin the animals. They start from, they'd hang it upside down. They would start from the legs and cut down till the chest area, to the breast. Higil a chozer. Chotach as a rosh. You know from the shazochal of a chaka chakraim. Omerik v'hivshit. Shanin amino. Yishigil a chozer. See like yodo min a hefshit. V'hivshit is asik v'ituach tzad. Rashi quotes that once you got down to the breast, the point is by then you can get out all the, you can skin all the way down, all the way up, depending on your angle, but to the breast, at that point you can reach in and get whatever innards have to be taken out. You don't have to skin it all the way. And he brings the riot from there, because you see that once it got to the chest, then they did other things, they cut different parts and so on. All right, I want to read the whole, so now skipping a few words, Rashi, Gavir Pesach Nami, Mishahishit Arechaza, the Yochol Ahotzi Emurot. Once you got to the breast, you can take out exactly, okay? And the idea, the concern was that there might be some hairs or wool or whatever it is stuck there, which would not have it. So the koro, so the yochol tiyavur below name, koro umotziyam miyad v'havalei pirish min ahefshet. And that's the end. You would take out the innards. Now, there's no need to skin the rest of the animal. Okay, you've done what you commonly want to. The kamar b'shmal shuv ain't no gomer mashit. The shuv the kamar the pirish have a chazara milso das chalton amshem shalom tzargava. Do me the tzitzin the omagat. Do me the tzitzin the omagat. The same thing. We're right. Therefore, it's no longer docher Shabbos. Everything you need to do for the kamar pesach proper is docher Shabbos. So the rest, you wait till Motzei Shabbos. Now you want to cook up the animal. Okay, so cut everything up the Shabbos over. That's part of cooking and whatever the preparation for Yom Tov is. But on Shabbos Gufa, you should only do, says the Rishon Benosh, is what you need to do. And these are like, so that's exactly the parallel. This is like Fitz and Shannon Aston. Right? It's left over. And so he says, once you've gotten to the breast, it's like you've stopped, and now it would be considered a new act, and that you're not allowed to do. That's not Docher Shabbos. Ad Kan. the language of the Gemara there in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel and Aleph, and it's from there they get into the discussion of Hidur Mitzvah. Apparently, what comes out from this is that the cutoff of Tzitzin that are not Ma'akin is a Hidur Mitzvah. But once the mitzvah is done and you stopped, you cannot now be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of the Hidur Mitzvah if the basic mitzvah has been performed already. If you're still involved in the same act, so then even for the Hidur Mitzvah you can do it because you're still, it's all one process. However, once you stop, let's say by the bris, once you stop, you put the knife down or whatever, and now suddenly, oh, wait a minute, then you can't do Mechal Shabbos for that because the meal is kosher. And the Hidur Mitzvah is not going to go Cheshav. He's going to go on to Stella too. The same thing. By Karm Pesach. Okay? Yes, but not for right now. Yes. Okay, but one second. Let's see the person talk about that. And again, you know, the Gemara goes on to say that perhaps it's not the same thing. The Gemara says, Mimai, maybe it's different. Ad kan lo kom reshol barosh and reyochem and broka hosam ishim dlobi nesekhe levadeo. Maybe reyochem and broka reshol barosh and reyochem and broka only says that by the Karma. Because yeah, it's not a hidur mitzvah to skin the rest. Maybe by hidur mitzvah, he would allow you to go back even on Shabbos. It's no riot. It's right. And whereas by the carbon, the lobina, zekarim, and the achar, and it feels like more. It ain't hidur mitzvah, be you too, bosser. Okay, what are you making the animal look nice? Mila, perhaps it's different. Or that's how the guard gets into zekarim. In any case, we have a couple of cases here where the question basically that I'd like to look at this point is, what is the status of hidur mitzvah? Can hidur mitzvah be docha Shabbos as well? They can hinder mitzvah midocha Shabbos as well. The Gemara here seems to say, well, it depends. If you're still involved in the basic act of the mitzvah, then you can midocha Shabbos even for the sake of the hinder mitzvah. However, once you stop, then you cannot be mechal Shabbos, a docha Shabbos for the hinder mitzvah. So this question is actually dealt with by, or brought up, Akira, it's brought up in the Sefer of Kovet Taurus, Chana Wasserman. Chana Wasserman was the primary Talmud of the time. He was murdered by the Nazis. Anyway, so the Kovet Taurus in Yevamos, this is in Simon Yud Ches, starting in Osvav. He says, V'hine, le'inyan mila b'shabbos, kaimelon, de'hechad lo silek yodo, chozer bein al tita nachos, and he'll bein al tita nachos. If he hasn't stopped yet, it's all the same act, then he can go back in for the other mitzvah. De'hechad lo silek yodo, but if he stopped, ein al chozer el al tita nachos, only those things are absolutely necessary for the mila. V'tam achilek hazeh, he says, the tzitzin she'ein ma'akim mitzad atzman ein adoch etzav. Those pieces of skin which are not actually necessary to be removed for the sake of the person who would be kosher, that's not docha Shabbos. De'ein chiyuvan el mishum hider mitzvah. They're only, have to be cut off so the skin looks like it's hider mitzvah. Avo hecha de lo pirish adayim, but if you haven't stopped, de'ein shayachim amila atzman. Of course, from the person who, right? The kevam the nit b'shabbos lichos etzal mila, tarach las the mila b'shabbos kederach sh'osu b'chol. Once Mila Docha Shabbos. In what way is Mila Docha Shabbos? Same way you do it on a weekday. On a weekday, you cut this off also. Avoheche the Silek Yodah. Once you stop, Mitzvah Mila Kvar Nigmara. The Mitzvah Mila is over. Hidr Bifnei Atzmo Eino Docha Shabbos. Hidr by itself is not Docha Shabbos. And then he goes on. Rakati Tarbir says, the Mamma Kakshalo Silek Yodah. What do you mean? Who cares if you're still involved? You could stop at any time. What do you mean? Well, as long as I'm still doing the same act, still. We call welcome a hinder, ain't a docha Shabbos. It's still a hinder. What difference does it make if you still happen to be involved in the cutting? But you passed that already. I didn't put the knife down. But still, why is she allowed to go back? The Yesh Lomar, and this is what the Wizard was looking at. If you have a war, be human, the Shabbos chutzah, but still below the chuya, achinam milah the Shabbos chutzah. Shabbos, it's not just pushed aside, it's chutzah, okay? And therefore, achinam milah the Shabbos chutzah, mishum hachin tzark laos of the Shabbos. Hutra means, as opposed to the chuyah, hutra means it's completely mutter. Not that it's also we push it aside, but hutra means it's completely mutter, and you do it the exact same way you do it on a weekday. The kevin shemachol tzar klas on kama hither, just like on a weekday you have to do hither, tzachan on the Shabbos. The kevin shutra Shabbos, they tumul, the Shabbos achol, sovene. But he says, alahech, the silek yodo. Well, he stopped, it's too late, the mitzvah is over. Right, the mitzvah is over. Exactly. Kvar nigmara guf ha-mitzvah. The hidur greater ain't a docha Shabbos. But then he raised an interesting question. He says, "Uber parakah shochet." I'm not sure what he was referring to. I saw this quoted somewhere else, and he's referring to a Gemara. Chav Tesla doesn't say where it is, but what I found it is in a Mishnah in Masechet Yuma, on Daf Lamed Gimel. Okay, but the Mishnah says the following. Okay, we'll stop in the Chana for a second. We'll take a look at Maseches Yuma on Daf Lamed Lamed Aleph Beis. Lamed Aleph Beis. Okay, here we find the following interesting situation. This is talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Okay, the Avodas Hayom on Yom Kippur. Right. So the Mishnah says Lamed Aleph Beis in Yuma. Changes back and forth, the clothing fine, all these Mishnayos based on which the Avodah that we say in Musaf and Kippur is all derived from here. Then it says as follows. Hey, Vielo if Hatomit, they would bring before the Kohen Gadol, before he did any of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, he would do the daily Avodah. Because in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to do everything. He did all the Avodah that day. So it says, Hey, Vielo if Hatomit, Kirtso, okay. The Rashi says the forest with Gemara. What it basically means is he made the slice. He cut the minimum in the neck of the animal, the tamid, which is two simanim, and you know the windpipe and the trachea cut. And that was it. Umerek acher shchita al yado, and someone else cut the rest of it. Another coin. Someone else cut the rest. And the coin girl just did what was basically necessary to be a shchita kshera, but he didn't cut the whole thing. He just cut the bare minimum. And explains why, because he had to run Kibbel HaSadam. Rashi explains, Umerik Acher, V'gomar Kohen Acher Shchita. A different Kohen Shchita. Okay? What's that? Because, that's what we're saying. Because the Kohen Gadol has to be Avodah, but he did the Avodah. The animal was Keshachta. Right? He shechted the animal. The other guy finishes the dirty work. He finishes the other
was
stuff.
Was that other so, work necessary?
No, that's the point. Let's see. Umerik Acher, V'gomar Kohen Acher Shchita. L'fisha Ein Kabbalah Sadam, K'shera Elav Kohen Gadol. The Kabbalah Sadam is only the Kohen Gadol. So, he had to be ready right on the spot to get there, to get the vessel with some blood. He was going to be busy cutting, so the blood was spilling out. So therefore, he just cut the minimum. Somebody else finished the thing, and he was a cabal down. That's
so
the Russian point.
The same operation is two people.
Let's see, good. A different point, but it says, the gomar coin achas shkita was used to aim cabal. The aim cabal is some kshay ala the coin. Gomar with tzarech lemayer ala cabal. Al yodo means bishilo. It quotes various phrases called kotzich adamal yideatzmo. For him, or right after him, he has a different interpretation of Rashi with the word al yado. The bottom line is a different coin finishes up the job. Now, the Gemara commenting this Mishnah later, that was the Mishnah Yud Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, if you look. And Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the bottom of the page.
Act of Shita.
Yes, now let's see.
Which has to be done.
Yeah, yeah, what's that?
The other guy couldn't do it. He has to the blood.
Right. But we'll see. But let's see. We're on the right track. Let's see. So the Gemara says, I'm on the base and the base on the bottom. Let's find it now. Lefi Shashanino, we learned, the Gemara, I'm on the base and base, but Lefi Shashanino, Hey, Vila, said Tomid, they would bring the carbon Tomid to the Kohen Gadol. Kerta, Umerik, Acher, Shkita, Yadav, the Kilo, Tomid, Zarkom. Yachol lo merak yehei posel. What if another coin didn't cut the rest of the neck? Would it be posel? So the Gemara, what kind of question is that? Of course, it would not be posel.
So
what do you mean? Yachol lo merak yehei posel. In kain havila avoda ba'acher. If you needed that piece to be cut, so that means the second coin, this other guy, is doing something which is necessary for avoda sayom. And we learned utznan. Call Avodah Yom Kippur and Aksharis Elabo. I know Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has got to do everything. So evidently, this continuing the rest of the cut is not necessary.
Well,
it's not necessary. Because if it were, the Kohen Gadol would have to do it himself. It just has to be very fast. So like I tell you, okay? But the bottom line is, Gemara's conclusion is that since Call Avodah Yom Kippur and Aksharis Elabo, so...
How
to find someone to do it.
How
could the other guy do it? Right. Exactly. Obviously. So what do you mean, Yachol? It can't be possible. Whereas there's no Ella. The Hachi Kamu Yachol is possible in Rabbanon. No, maybe it's only possible in Rabbanon. Let's see Rashi, right? Yachol is possible in Rabbanon. Hold, Chol, Atzmo, Damu, Tzarek, possible. Lechitan, Rubo, Shalak. Okay, right. So the Gemara Tap, Olam, Gimel, says, Lechach, Shalinu, Rob Echab, Rob Shine Behema. That's why the din is, it's explained what the din is by Shita, how much you have to cut, but by an oath. It's Rob Echab, we only have to, by an oath, technically, only have to cut one of the pipes. Okay, roll, and not even the whole thing, just the roll. by the animal laws, it's Rosh Shnayim the Behema. Fine. But by Behema you need roll of two of the of both of the trachea and the whip, the carnal dimension. But anyway, so
Lechach
Shani,
you know. So let's. If you want to worry about it,
it's possible with the Rabbanan. So now the Gemara says, so now you're telling me it's not even possible with the Rabbanan, right? It's not even possible with the Rabbanan. So Lama lay the mic. So what do you need to let a guy fall? Leave it alone. What do you need to. I mean, you cut what had to be cut. The con, what do you mean the second guy in the first place for?
Yeah.
You wanted to suggest that maybe the Rabbanan, the Gemara concludes that it's not even the Rabbanan. It's not even the Rabbanan. Right?
So how you
allowed
him to do it?
So how you allowed him to do it? What do you need him for? Leave him alone. Okay? Love him or like.
So more answers.
Mitzvah Lamarik. It's still a mitzvah. Okay? So, the more answers, Rashi says, Lechachshan, you know, the Mishnah Sarah Chalab Chulim, the Chalab Kachim, the Kamar Rishon Lakis, the Perusha Hain Tedah, you know that. It's the order of the day, Tanan, that's what's written. The slicing is the rove that the Kohen Gadol does is the rove of the two. So it's not even possible in the Rabbanan. The Gemara asks, wait a minute, it's not even possible in the Rabbanan, so what do you need the second guy on the first place? The Gemara answers, no, mitzvah l'marek. Why? Kedei lehotzis hadam yofet. The blood spills more freely. If apparently you only cut a little bit, it'll take the blood a long time. If a patchkin with it to get fed, you cut the whole thing with plenty of blood pouring out. Okay, that's the idea. Now,
So
it looks like that's good. That's the point to make it. That looks like it's part of Hidur. So says Rabbi Chana now, getting back to this. I'll go back to Rabbi Chana. This is an Oschet. That same sentence.
So Hidur is okay so long as it's
he says, look, he says, he quotes this going to the Chiyachar of Yom Tzur Amalek Alamo Amarek, Umavur Milashon Zeh. It appears in this language, De'ilu Ahara Mitzvah on the Darbana. Sounds like the Gemara is only asking Kasha, since it's not even possible to Darbana, what do you need the second guy for? The implication is, if it would be possible to Rabbanan, okay, Haya Mutter, then it would be Mutter after near the mayor called Malacha Baraisa. Even though the rest is cutting is Malacha Baraisa. How can we let the second guy do something, okay, if it's not required? It's the still right. It's also the right. Yom Kippur is, you know, Kishabbat. You know, they just cut things for no reason. Okay,
was Bader saying this?
One second. But if it's not necessary, then it shouldn't be allowed. That's what he's wondering. If it's not necessary, it shouldn't be allowed. Okay. The implication is that if it will be that if it was a mitzvah d'rabbanan to cut it would be allowed, even though if you're talking about being docha d'oraisa. What's the d'oraisa? So he says kemo b'chovel b'treifa, like chovel b'treifa. What's he talking about over here? So he doesn't quote it, but I looked around. It's a gemara in Pesachim. Ayin gimel amud aleph. Ayin gimel aleph. The Gemara discusses, here's what I'm at. Okay, it says as follows. We're talking here about, again, Erev Pesach HaShabbos. Ayin Gimel Aleph in Pesachim. Gemara says, what happens if it turns out that the Kol Pesach is treif? Sometimes it happens, right? The Kol Pesach is treif, right? So, of course, now of course, it's possible, fine. So it says as follows. It says, Shachto v'nimtza treifa, okay, you shechted it, and it turns out to be treifa. B'seiser, if it was an inner treifa, which you couldn't tell that it was treifa, so pota, you're not going to be held plainly. You didn't know you shechted the animal, it was a kosher animal. Then later, nothing. Pota. But habagoloi chayav. However, if it was a type of a treifa, which you could have seen, means you didn't check the animal properly, okay, then you're chayav. Then you're chayav. One second. So let's see. So Rashi is treifa. Okay. So he says, just a moment.
I have to bring another one.
No. Chayav on Shabbos. Chayav on Shabbos because you. Okay. The shogeg. The chayav.
You could have checked.
And then it was still shogeg, I think. Still shogeg. So I pray for Omar Hassan and also Teres. If you take it off the desk, you can't use it. So one second. So says the Gemara. But wait a minute. Why should you be chayav for Shabbos? Shabbos is only chayiv when you accomplish a constructive purpose, called a purpose, called a kalkul in Turin. Right? What did you do? What did you do here with this treifa? The animal was treifa, so you shechted it. So it accomplished anyway. Right? You didn't accomplish anything. So you should be potter in the Shabbos. That's the word kasha. Okay. No, kilkul. The Gemara says, Matikin. What was Shabbos to be chayiv on Shabbos? a carbon copy or a skill for sure. It has to be a positive act. So what was a positive act here? It says, no, TK Lahotzi Midei Nevela. Okay? There's Dudin Nevela and a Trefa. Okay? Because a Nevela is also Metame. Okay? So therefore, by shechting it, that's no longer Nevela. It's just a Trefa. Either way, you can't eat it. Either way, it's no good for carbon passive. But your act of shechting it was a constructive purpose because now you save it from a Nevela. The Nevela is Metame. Okay? There's a Tumas Nevela. But the Trefa is not. So therefore, you accomplish something by shechting it. Therefore, you're chayav on Shabbos. No, you elevated, you prevented it from being an avela, which is metal, would be worse. The avela is worse than treif, okay, in halacha, in terms of tumah. So therefore, there was some constructive accomplishment. Okay. Anyway.
Less negative.
He didn't change from an avela to treif.
Like prevented from becoming. Right, becoming an avela. Yeah. Well, that's come out better. It's constructive. Because you saved it from being metame. It's not going to be metame anymore. So therefore, you're chayav on Shabbos. Huh? Yeah, okay, that's a different issue. But anyway, that's the Gemara. So let's see. Korban Chatzpia, yeah. We'll say about Korban Chatzpia. Now, anyway. Oh, it's not going to chayav Misa, it's a shogeg. Anyway, what has all this got to do? So B'chanan brings that in to show, they're all along this year. Right, he brings that in to show that cutting an animal, right, can potentially be an act which is chayav on Shabbos. So getting back to our case of the Avkon Gavon and Kippur, this second guy who comes in theoretically could be doing something which is a malach on Shabbos. Namely, if they slice he slices the rest of the neck. Okay? So potentially this is something which is, that's what he'll come in to bring a raya. Whatever, there's some constructive act. That's the point. So therefore, putting all this together, so Chanan says, so he says, Ulechara Kasha. What do you mean? The mitzvah d'abana lo adam mitzvichei ma'akman v'hecha d'shir egado aso ligmar. How in the world can we let this second guy do something? Even if there's some kind of mitzvah, right, that the blood will come out more nicely, like we said, right? The Gemara concludes it was okay, right? Because the Gemara says, mitzvah, right? It's a mitzvah because that way the blood, like I said, the blood spills out more fluidly. It's like to finish the kakatarash. Okay, yeah. So, but 1 second. Says the Bukhara, yeah, good. But why is that any worse? Once the coin girl stops shechting, that's like the moil who stopped cutting. So, we just said the moil for the. What is the blood coming out of my teeth? Sounds like a hinder. Right, so it comes out more nicely. It's like a hinder. Okay, it's best to hinder. Right, exactly. That's the Muhammad's kasha. Bidiyuk, that's the Muhammad's kasha. How can we? It can't be more mutter than the Bila case. He says, "L'chara kasha mitzvah v'adam v'adam mitzichei nakdam v'heichad v'silek gadol asolim mor." V'hacha koin gadol hashochet silek eshano. Here the koin gadol stopped. All right, somebody else came in. He stopped. He went to go do the kabbalah kabbalah. Right, so he stopped. So how can we let this other guy do it? I'm talking about Yom Kippur, like Shabbos. Okay, so how can we let the guy finish and do something which is potentially a malacha, like we saw from the case of Sachem, even cutting can be a malacha. It's Sarach Lomar, you have to say, Kevan, that Dayan, Avodas, HaKarvan, no Nigmara, even though, yeah, the Kohen Gadol pulled his knife away. But the process is still going on. The process, you still have to do the Zrikas Adam. In other words, the process of Karvan, we're standing now. It's not just on the exact moment, but he didn't write. He says, "Teiman na dayin avodas hakavim olimur. I dayin have a kilo stilek yado." In a certain sense, the Kohen Gadol didn't stop. It's true he stopped, but the process of making this animal into a korban of avodas Yom Kippurim is not yet done. So therefore, when the other guy comes in, that's like a slow stilek yado. So the hinder mitzvah is okay. And he says. The dafka gabe mila, it's dafka by mila, hecha the silek yodo, kvar nigmar of mitzvah mila. The mitzvah is over with. As I said before, it's too late for hinder. But in the carbon case, it's not too late because it's still going on. Okay, that's the what?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Here we have Shabbos. Comes along mila is a separate event.
Yeah.
And so, but here, that's the vote of the young. That's a
fear. I hear you saying that. That's part of the problem. I hear part of the problem. Anyway, what comes out is It's all one. Right. I hear. It's one. Yeah, and I hear everything. It could be the same thing. It doesn't use the terminology. Okay. Now, in any event, the chiluk seems to be basically as follows: that when you're doing something and the mitzvah is still live, okay, so then you can do whatever it is, even the hiddur, even if it's talking shpira on Shabbos. But once the mitzvah stops, it's finished, okay, then you can't go back to the hiddur. That's what comes up after the chas. What do you mean? We may get to that, okay. Because the truth of the matter is, since you brought it up, I read you the Rashi before, and I paid for Shabbos Kufa on the Gimel, Hamol B'Shabbos. The Gemara never makes it clear to my Shabbos. That's what that whole promise starts, which is not for today. But anyway, although we'll relate to it in a second. I want to show you the Chidusha Haran on that sugya on Shabbos Kufa on the Gimel, but he's doing one for Ella. It says as follows. Umistabra, the whole zman shum is asek b'tzorchei mila, anything to do with the mila, kagon chachtichosa, the cutting, upriyosa, the folding back of the foreskin, umetzitza, say includes even the tzitza, lo mikre pirish, you're not called, lo mikre pirish, okay, it's not saying, that's not called, you stop. He writes, and here's the key word, the kulu tzorech mila minhu, they're all part of the mila. Even though he's still going to put the bandage on and do other things, that's refuah. And he says, that's when he has something off for us right now. He says, but I feel like the tzitza atzma, yeshla ayin. The kol shepar, it seems to me, the dilma matzitza mikro refuah. And the tzitza may only be for the medicinal part, again, the whole idea of the tzitza. Well, they saw the mole sucks with the pad, with the tool, whatever it is. But it's to get the blood. I'm not going to have to get the blood. You're right. To get the blood moving again.
That's
cause the pressure. It's not part. So he says the low torque. We low the torque here. Not sure. Okay. So that's the chiddush haran. Based on this chiddush haran, the Mishnah Berurah. Says the following. First of all, the Rambam, the Rambam, Perek Beis, the Hilchos Mila Halacha Dalet. Rambam brings the halacha. Hilchos Mila appears at the very end of the Sefer Ava. So to Perek, the Rambam. So in Perek Beis, of Hilchos Mila Halacha Dalet, Rambam passing Hamol Kolz Manchos Mila Choser Bein Al Tishin Shem Akrin Bein Al Tishin Ema Akrin. Perish al tishen rakun choser al tishen rok eno choser bovel al paris milki lomo. Notice the Rambam doesn't say Shabbos. Rambam apparently holds you on a weekday. You don't go back and do that. Again, that's not our topic. But that's the Rambam Hilchos Mila and the Shulchan Aruch. On the tishen, the leftover skin. Even on a weekday. But that, again, not our topic. But anyway, as it looks like the Rambam. But let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Aruch Chaim. Not for now. Anyway, where are we here? Yeah, Aruch Chaim says Shin Lamed Aleph Hilchos Shabbos Dine Mila B'Shabbos Shin Lamed Aleph Tip Aleph Osin Kol Tzorchei Mila B'Shabbos. You do all Tzorchei Mila B'Shabbos. Malin Uporid or Motzitzin, right? To do the Mila and the Priya and the Pizza, and you put the bandage on and so on. Now, Halacha Beis Kol Zman Shalos Tilek Yadin Al Mila. As long as you did not put your hand away. Choser afkid al tish enem akrim. Tila gado eno choser el al tish of akrim. Ve'elo hen an akrim. Besar hachagos hachof of the road goes on top of the fire. Says the Mishabur, the cotton dalim. The after gemar gyor malach tocha orla, even though you've already finished cutting off the foreskin, but if there's other stuff, it's okay. But the yavid yotzi dem it says mila filo below ayla tishin. And you're yotzi dem it's the even if these tzitzin are still left over, they come welcome, because once you see a kelim and a mila, mikri kelechatchila. The kula, chadim, milk, everything we said. The nitna shabbat, see the chosetzo. The ayin, the chidu sharat. The shabur, post the chidu sharat. Interesting. Shakosa, the filu kvar, see the kelim and a chita, for this lefo, mikri adayin, lo, see the kelim and a mila. Even though you stop cutting and now you're doing the prayer, you put the knife down, you're folding your back, still, it's considered like you haven't put the knife down. You haven't, certainly, we'll see a kelim and a mila. The Milo, Priya, Chadam, we'll see, and so on. It's all considered one thing.
So what's your line to do now?
One second. Well, Lefi's there. We'll see in a second. And then he says about the tzitzit. He's not sure. Well, Lefi's there. Poshut. Listen to this. Dafilo im ha-pareahu acher. Even if it's not the same mall, right, they have two malls. Sometimes they have that, by the way. There's a mall, he has a training somebody, they bring a couple more there, they're showing the students. So sometimes you see the mall does the fila, a different guy does the priya. So it says in the Shavura, Lefi's there, Pashas. Now, fila ima pareo acher. He's a different guy. Calls man shu osik mitzvasa. That, right, and therefore, mutu alarishon, the first guy can come back. Lachzor v'ligmor satitzim she'enem acher. Is that the chiddush we're saying, basically? You have one guy did the milah, a different guy did the priya. Suddenly, then they notice there's extra skin. So the first guy, you know, he's finished. The other guy took over with the priya, but it's not right. We consider it not finished because it's all part of the same process. That's what comes out. Afilu.
This is on Shabbos too.
The other thing, yeah. So yeah, this is Hilchos Shabbos. This is in the dinei. This is called dinei milah b'shabbos. And even, but the point is that even he,
continuous.
Right, even though he put his knife down, a different guy is doing the priest. He said, he's retired. He's finished. How can he now go back? The answer is okay. He says, they don't care that he removed his hand. The process of the mitzvah of the milah continues. So that's what seems to be the criterion here that hinder is docha Shabbos as long as the mitzvah, even though the mitzvah technically was done, but as long as the prophet is still alive, then it is considered hinder.
The
mitzvah, right.
The better way to do the mitzvah.
That's right. As long as it hasn't, the mitzvah hasn't stopped. And that's what you see over there. That's the same thing. That's the same thing with the skimming and so on, or the coin gun. That's why the other coin can still come in. Even though the coin gadol, even though you don't need to do it, all right. Again, we said, what's the raya? You don't need to do it because otherwise the coin gadol will have to do it himself. Since someone else can do it, the raya is not really necessary. Why can the other guy do it? Shouldn't it be also on Shabbos or Yom Kippur in this case? Because it's still part of the same whole readying this carbon process. It's still alive and kicking, and therefore you can do it. Now, there is another relevant Gemara here in Masech HaShabbos, Handaf Kuf Tez Zayin.
You read about when a cow ran away and cleaned, or when they just accepted it?
Yeah.
The cow got out of the slaughterhouse. Ran away.
I still remember when we were learning Baba Kama. I had a doula in high school, so we learned Baba Kama. He said, if an animal gores, it kills a prince with the cow. How do you have a shara mood? How do you have three times? Only three times, just to kill it the first time, right? So anyway, it is not so easy to catch and kill an animal. Because he was once living in my father's cow's cousin. Okay, you're talking about today. He said they had a case where they was watching a sheep, and what they did was, at least back then, they would put the cow on this kind of a thing and flip it upside down. So then that hangs down. You can, well, I don't know, today maybe you can name the side, wouldn't like that. But whatever it is, he said when he was there, so they put the cow, apparently they didn't fasten it properly to the bottom, and flipped it upside down, and it fell down. It fell off the thing. Now you can imagine that cow wasn't so excited about being upside down to begin with. And when he fell down, he went berserk. And was running around the place, had all the shock him, dropped the knife, had to run upstairs, had to get out of there. Right? They pressed up, and they called some guy, a worker there came with a gun. Okay, took him seven shots, hitting the animal seven times, so finally caught a big pope on, you know. Anyway, so that's that could happen. But anyway, that's that. Now come back to another issue. They relate to the Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Which goes back again to our sugya from before of Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Tarabam. Arba'ah Sar Shecholias B'Shabbos. That's what the Gemara and Kuf Lamed Gimel quoted. Tarabam. Arba'ah Sar Shecholias B'Shabbos. Mafshita Eta Pesach Ad Echazit. Divya Rebbe Shmuel B'Nos Yochum Broker. You can cut it up to the chest, right? Up to the breast area, there are shalom brokers. Chamor l'ashim is kula. Now, what's going on here exactly? So it says, "Bishlam yeshalom v'loshulichum broker." It's avle tzorach gavol. Okay, it's considered to be tzorach gavol. So what's the Rashi? Adachoda. Maschil miradva v'achronum adachoda shiuchal hotzei emurim. Right, we said before, you can get the others out. Shehekter chalav Dochen Shabbos, because putting the inner parts on a Zeche Dochen Shabbos, that's the Karp Pesach. The Sulo Mavshimidi, Ad Urcha, the Torah Chetiru. But the cut the rest, it cannot be done until after Shabbos, then it's necessary to ready the animal for cooking, but that's not part of the part. Well, where do we get this from? So the Gemara says, El Rabbana, my God, why did Rabbana say you're allowed to do the whole thing? I said, but Rabbana said you can do the whole thing. So why? Well, the Rabbi Shalom Rabbi Shalom Benosha says, you should only be able to cut up until the breath. He's right, just do it absolutely need. But the Chum disagrees. We didn't speak about the Chum before. Why do they disagree?
Yeah,
so that's the Gemara's question.
El
Rabbana, my God, Oh, Rabbi Barbar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, the Allah Korach, Kol Po Hashem L'maneu. Okay, that is a pasuk in the Mishlei, Perek Tetzvav, a pasuk Dala, Kol Po Hashem L'maneu. Okay, which means, as Rashi says, L'chvodo. Everything's got to be done in the most Bakovedic fashion. Okay, V'ocha Mai L'maneu. So what's the covet here? It's a big covet to cut the rest. So Amar Rav Yosef Amar Shalo Yasriach. That won't smell. What does it mean? Sha'or mechalmo masricho. Ain't there quota is paras ochle shufan kol. It's like, if the skin is on, so the more heat and so on, so the inner, begin to smell bad. So the thing will begin to smell bad if you keep the skin on. Right? So therefore, the chalmo, they can cut the whole skin off. You leave the skin on, it'll smell bad. Okay, that's what he says. It's masriach. Right? And Rava Amar Shalom, you cut your shemayim, you tell him kinevelu. Okay, he says, you should, Kotshe Shemayim shouldn't be left just like that. Again, it's disrespectful. Basically, it comes out, what's the idea? It comes out that basically, that it's a hither. It's a hither.
Which is allowed.
Okay, which the Chachamim say that even that's allowed. Okay,
it's
like
it's
because it's still part of the process. Kotshe Shemayim, that's what he says. Okay, now. So the Ritva, that is Chidushim.
The Lord's telling me negative, no, the call.
Right. So the Ritva, right, in its Chidushim, in the new Ritva, on that time from Shabbos Kuftes Diamond Days, you don't ask Amr Yochanan, Tirish Matirin came in Bekvot Shomayim, Kenefarish Ozo Shalay Asriach, Oshu Kachimam Lutom Kenele, Shapesa Kachim Kalam. The Hav Vadai, the Hav Kro Lav Lahachia, that's not what that Pasuk is talking about, it's a Pasuk in Mishlei. The Smachta the Rabbanan Ba'almo, the Rabbanan, just a Smachta Rabbanan. Achi Vuchas Sud Mesamach Vayde exactly comes out in the Gemara later. That Gemara started Kufa on the Gemara Potato. So the common parable was the Nila Tana Bana Mal Kozman Shud Vida Chozer Vina Pita Rakin as when they have to Jain Rakin Pirish Al Tita Rakin Chozer Al Tita Enoch Eno Chozer Ramin and Man Tama Owen the Sober that's the that is the whole that's this guy. Okay? Am Yochim Shol Ben Rosh Yochim Roki the Tanya Yudav Shalosh 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 The time of the Rabban of the Hachi, the time of the Rabban of the Hassam, Apopi Shapirish, Chozu, Al Titan, said, Oh, I can't the Sile, the Kevin, the Sarah, the Hachi, the Shabbat, the Sarah, the Gemara, the Sarah, which is Kula, Sarah, the Gamma. That's the Lashon Ritva. Once it's Mutter, then it's completely Mutter, including the Hidra aspect. He, the whole Pachshitel, all jewelry, and it's all the parts, as long as it hasn't been, so therefore, by Brit Mila, because it's a common aspect, then the Chacham holds. You don't have to stop the slicing or the skinning by the chest or all of that. Exactly. Safilo masha eno ma'akev, though, even though it's not ma'akev. Okay? And the other man, Domer, disagrees. And he says, no, it all has got to be at one shot and suddenly can't stop or whatever. However, he learns a little bit different. But anyway, that's the chidushi as well. That the tashita, it's the agav mitzvah. It's mutter. And the decorative parts or the secondary parts, the song is all mutter. That's what comes out according to that before. And it's interesting that's why Pasul Aloch of the Rambam, Hilchos Korban Pesach, Rambam Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Aleph, Aloch Yud Aleph.
They do the whole thing?
What's that? Okay, so to see the Rambam, yeah, the Rambam Hilchos Korban Pesach. Just a second.
He holds like a Rabbanan?
Let's see, yeah. Perek Aleph. There it is. What did I say? Tarakala Hilchos Yudalit? Tarakala Hilchos Yudalit. Ram says, Shachar Shokhi Yakohen. Someone note, he says, yeah. The Torah of Ashitin is Kulo. You hang up, you cut the entire thing. Okay. The Koro, you rip out the inside and take out the little bit. He says Kulo. Like, he doesn't say why, but that's why he
holds like Rabbanah.
He holds like Rabbanah. And that's what the Lechana showed. The Lechemisha points out, and that's on the spot. It's a little bit of a long Melech HaMishnah, but he says, here it is. He says,
yeah,
I found the start for him. He quotes the whole Gemara in Parak Kol Kisrei, that the earlier Gemara Kufta Zion we mentioned. Masha filo abonon in a chazer ve'elef loyal mashit yudalot ha'arif Shabbat. He questions, what about it when it's on Shabbos? Masha is cool, that all the time is on Shabbos. Anyway, he says it's about that. Okay, we're going to talk about it.
Did all the Kohanim have the stomach to do the Shita like that? Why did he couldn't do it?
Part of the training.
I guess.
Part of the training. They allowed him to do it. The doctors can't do what they said about.
Yeah, he couldn't stand blood. I guess he didn't do it. I don't know. Anyway, let's just see a couple other things quickly, and we'll finish up. The Shagas Aryeh.
I don't think so.
The Shagas Aryeh writes as follows. He takes note of the fact I mentioned before that the Rambam, with the Tzitz and Shemnachar, holds it by weekday also. We read Rashi, I'm old B'Shabbos, old B'Shabbos, old B'Shabbos. Back to the Mila question. The nearly cares a Rambam b'chol nami mechalik bein pirish v'lo pirish. The pirish ain't a chozal tizhi and a rock. Then Shmami nev zile zal v'lo shayach. He saw the fun of gabi Mila v'lo b'o shalo pirish. He clarified this also. There's no issue of he saw the fun of mitzvahs. Like the Rizzo said, only while you do the whole hinder doesn't exist in a vacuum. There's also sitting the hinder. Hinder is attached to the mitzvah. Hinder is a part of the mitzvah. It doesn't exist by itself.
But it may not be us, but
you certainly don't have to go back, okay? Because he says it's not a hinder anymore. This is what comes up, the whole question with regards to Hanukkah, the famous brisker rub by Hanukkah. What kind of a hinder is it if we're not on our topic now, but the brisker rub has a famous piece of Mitzvah Hanukkah, the father, the way we Ashkenazim light, okay? Father lights. Okay, so now I have a burning menorah. Now all the kids are, what kind of hinder? It's over. I call the litter ready. The Rambam looks from the Rambam. The way he said it should be, it's not exactly the Rambam's all the way. Yeah, 10, 20, 30, 40, 80, he says, but the Bala Bias lights them all.
Right.
Not the way we do it. You have a menorah, everybody, but he does all the lights. That's correct. Okay, what's that? That's what Osir got. He keeps doing it. Otherwise, the problem is that's exactly what he's driving.
When you come upon a more hither Eswag.
Right.
We don't imagine for a moment that you're going to go back and be not for the Eswag right. Again.
Right, but although you could, because, we're not staying on
paper. So, I can say it's a problem. If you're not going to do something which is the Oraita, and it's by Shabbat, and maybe it's mid Rabbanon.
Right, but that's the point. That's the Chiddush. As long as you're in the game, and as long as what you're doing, that's what comes. I don't hear the Shagas Aryeh. He says, Gavim Mila, and also a priest, I'll see Gavim Mila, Aval Acha, Shapir, the other Mila, ain't Tom Yeshua, it's all from Mitzvah, it's the Shai Lachzor. Exactly what you're saying, there's no more hinder, it's over already. Okay, that's the famous Reb Chaim, right?
Yeah. That's
this one. Right.
One is not Mahudor and it's Tzadik Kosher. It's Mahudor and it's Tzadik Kosher.
Right. Which one should
you do first?
He says counterintuitive. Right. He says
Mahudor first.
Right, because it was there.
You can't have the Hebrew in the past.
Guys got two Esrogim. One is the, it's a beautiful Esrog, but we're not sure. Maybe it was Murka, maybe it was whatever. And the other Esrog is 100% good, but it's not. First, take the one of kosher first, right? That's what he says. Oh, so take the Ruchayim Fakir. He says,
he said
if you're going to take the kosher one first, you just said the mitzvah's done. And he said, I'm going to put spear in your head. It's nothing. Okay? Therefore, he said, do the hinder one first, because maybe it's no good. Huh?
No.
It was no good. It's right away taking the next thing. Good question.
On the same page to someplace.
Yeah.
The degree that depends on this machlok of the Rambam and others, if the mitzvah could be also afterwards.
Right, okay. But we're assuming now worst one out of him is his
boss. He's not like a rabbi.
Could be. Yeah.
And
not like this. So let's see.
And the Chaim would say.
The other way. So let me finish up quickly.
Only
according
to the Rambam.
Okay.
Otherwise, he said it.
Okay. Anyway, he says the elbows, the low ceiling government, Avalacha, Shapir, the ceiling government, ain't coming soon. He's not a farmer. It's no more. It's not a farmer. It's no more. Hither once over, she's high. Lots of hassle and cottage. The cave and the pierce of half a mil for free fee. Behold, the lecker, he commits to the other. The other ain't talk lots of hassle and cottage. He's decking my bank. Okay. He says, as far as Umachrachas of Dasha Ramam, and so on and so forth. That's the Shagatai. Now, it's interesting. It's a very interesting. In the Sefer called Charles and Shulis pre-Yitzchak. I'm trying to finish up here. Oh, here it is. Pre-Yitzchak was written by Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, who was the Rav in St. Petersburg. Sometimes they call him Yitzchak Petterberger. One of the great, he was the primary Talmud of Yisrael Salanter. In addition to being great Talmud, he was also a great Talmud. We have Shulis called pre-Yitzchak, but this is in Chelek Aleph Siman Chof Chazirom HaSavar. You see? So he makes another interesting thing. So another few quick Gemaras I want to go through. Okay, he first took Gemara in Menachos, Daf Samach Dal Amud Aleph. Menachos Samach Dal Amud Aleph. Did I bring it in? I forgot to bring it. Okay. Yeah, it's late anyway, so at the same time. The case of this Gemara is a very fascinating point. The Gemara talks about a person who on Shabbos now. Okay, listen to this case. On Shabbos, he shechted an animal. Okay, they will be in charge of the request. Yeah. Have him in office here.
They let us have it
in charge. One second. So, listen to this case. It's a fascinating case. Not for yourself. It's a Korban stone. Okay, so listen to this case. Sorry. Where are we here? Sorry about that. Shamar Dal Amar Aleph. Listen to this. Okay. There's not here it is. Amarava. Okay. Kyle of Fun of Stay Chatas. Okay. You have two carbon chatas. Okay. Achas Shmeino, the Achas Kechusha. Okay. I'm sorry. Achas Shmeino, Achas Kechusha. One was a fatter, nice animal, one was a kusha, weak looking animal. Shochat Shmeino, the Achakach Shochat Kechusha. If you shechted the Shmeino, okay, you shechted the Shmeino.
You had a brief
No, you had one. Let's talk about Shabbat. Let's talk about Shabbat. Okay. Okay. So Shochat Shmeino, the Achakach Shochat Kechusha. And then you set the second one for Chayav. Okay, Chayav, right. It's Chayav and Shabbat. Okay? The Rashi says the fun of the Shabbat. Okay. However, listen to this one. Okay? Yeah, Kehusha. The Chayav Shmeina. And then you swear the nicer one, Potter. Not only that, below Oud, Elisha Omerim Lo. Habei Shmeina Lechatchilo Shod. So Rashi, Elafil Chatchilo Omerim Lo. Achar Shchitas Kehusha. After you set the sloppy one, Habei Shmeina Lechatchilo Shod. Okay, because that's more of a hitter. So it sounds from there, the thought of the previous one, that it's talking about even if he's already done the shechita, it's done already. It would say still he can do the hitter. That's an amazing Gemara. Okay, so that's what the previous one's talking about. He posted tomorrow. He said, one second. So he says, what's going on here? He says, and not only that, but he points out it's a stira to another Gemara Menachos stuff, Ayin Beis, Amud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about. Ktiras HaOmer, this will say Ktiras HaOmer. So Ktiras HaOmer has to be done the night of the 16th of the second night of Pesach, my first night of Chalamoid, the last, second night of Misa. However, you could, what if you did it before? Okay, Nitzah Shalok Mitzoso. Okay, Nitzah Shalok Mitzoso. So it's kosher. So the Gemara says in Menachos, Isak Kedak, Nitzah Shalok Mitzoso kosher, on my Dach Shabbat. So the Gemara says, what if, exactly. So that's exactly the sugya. They call it that possible, even someone with a shus. Even someone with a shus is not, and that's considered a mitzvah. So it says, and with Dr. Shabbat, Shalom, and the mitzvah is possible. Okay, sounds like mitzvah, Shalom, it's also possible. So why would you would not be allowed to go ahead and check, and cut the Omer, earlier, it's not Yudokha Shabbos. So But what do you mean? Didn't we say that hidden mitzvah docha Shabbos? In effect, the Priyatzuk says as follows. To do it the right amount. Okay, so he says, he just told us the following. He says, Old custom talk, well, I'm table, see, and I'm about to interact with some hooker. Ech nidcha Shabbos. Ugdon is you. I'm in a moment, because he saw the dieter, the nidcha shalok, which was a kosher, am I docha Shabbos? In came, because, so, if that's not docha Shabbos, so why should this hidden over here be docha Shabbos? So he says the following, his following is those. Okay, he says that, because, you know, we have steers and sundays, whether it looks like the steers and sundays, whether the hidden is docha Shabbos or not. So a mela,
that's not Hindu. That's true.
That's a good point. Okay, but anyway, what he wants to argue is as follows: when can we say? Well, this will finish up. When can we say that the hiddur is docha Shabbos? That's when the original mitzvah itself is docha Shabbos. Then you can schlep along the hiddur. So that's he winds up all the sugyas of priesthood. The hiddur is docha Shabbos when the original mitzvah is docha Shabbos.
But not when
the hiddur when there's no hiddur to begin with. There's no heter on Shabbos to begin with. So then the hiddur to do it in a more hiddur way is also not going to be allowed.
If the underlying mitzvah itself wasn't doing well,
what's the hechatimsa? Have a case where, I'll just think it through one second. With Pierce Omer, it would not be. Let me just see inside again. I think his point is that since the Tzius HaOmer would itself is not Docha Shabbos.
It is. Tzius HaOmer is Docha.
Tzius HaOmer is Docha Shabbos. One second. Just a second, this one. I'm sorry.
What about Tzius HaOmer?
What was the sugi there again? The sugi there was that even though it's kosher if you do it earlier, it's kosher if you cut the omer earlier. But we have a concept called chaviva mitzvah shaita. That's the one.
The same as either.
Right. Yes, he's equating that, which is for another discussion. But yes, chaviva mitzvah shaita. That because the gemara later on, I forgot. The gemara later on, Ayin Bay is there. Menachem says, what's the mocker? Hekar chalav mevarim.
Right.
Okay, the leftover limbs and fats, right? We know the first mission prophet. So you're supposed to do a date. But let's say now it's leftover stuff from Shabbos. You can wait until the first Shabbos. The answer is no. You can do it even on Shabbos. Okay, because Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita, you can burn the Hekka Chavarav even on Shabbos. Okay, even though Hekka Chavarav is Cherim Kahalayla, they wouldn't wait till nightfall.
Okay?
And so he's equating. That's what he asked before. He's equating. So he said, "Vehinei gam chaviv mitzvah shabbos who did the mitzvah." He said, "They are the same thing." Okay, and therefore, he says, in terms of the kfiras haomer, so even though if you came kosher kalis this omer, the eid nitzah shalok is also kosher. Ain doch the shabbos mitzvah rucha mishum de lo dochsam mitzvah as a shabbos. He says, in other words, to cut the omer. The Omer is Docha Shabbos, and that's his man.
Right. So what
was
the hitter? One second.
No, but
15th of the day.
And then it wouldn't be Docha Shabbos. So why would that be a hitter? If I'm missing, one second.
No, because you might say it is because it's... Okay, it's not the Shabbos. But it is a mitzvah.
Right, but it's... sure, you would be. Okay. Okay, I'm not sure. I have to look at it. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused. But listen, I'm just going to say one last thing because I do want to say something that's a little bit more, maybe halacha lemaisa. You know, a lot of stuff here wasn't halacha lemaisa. I'm sorry. I apologize. After that, please, again, I just got off the plane this morning. So I apologize. We'll just finish one last thing. The Duke Yosef Mechidor, has in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel the following question. You know, we have there's a din that you're not supposed to drink stuff which has been megula, which is uncovered. So the drinks that are left uncovered. Okay, so comments on gila. So in Siman Reish Ayin Bay, So also, but even without that, Yayin Megula, you're not supposed to make a bracha on the Kiddush on Yayin Megula. Okay, Yayin Megula. We're not worried anymore about this, not covered. So Siman Reish Ayin Bay is archive.
Okay, a bottle of water with
the low all Yayin Megula, right? So this is the Chidah. And this goes to Siman Reish Ayin Bay, if you call it the Hav. Misra Lefano Snake, I'm counting so Yayin. Okay? Umile calls Machan the Kiddush. He had two bottles of wine. He filled up a cup and made Kiddush. The Achar Shekiddush, Amalo Shekan Kan Shekiddush, Ben Ahoy Amagula, Shepasal a Kiddush. Okay? What she's doing, Achar Kan Kan Hashem, or Yayin Mechus the Tavsha Kiddush. Yeshli Stapik in Tzorak Shekadish Pan Acheres Al Yayin HaKosher. He's a should you make Kiddush again, okay, on the Yayin that's Kosher. So technically speaking, I mean, Yotze, right, and Elian, so he brings up all these cases. He says he's
Here's Yosef.
But it's not hither. It's not you know, use this. Okay, so that's the question. Should you make Kiddush again? Okay, but for doing it, to do it for hither. So he said, because with Bach, huh? The parallel bottle was open, right? It was the Yom Kippur. Not just during Kiddush. It was overnight.
Well,
it was there before.
Not just during the Kiddush.
No, not just during Kiddush.
But even the Chatzkila.
So he says, Yesh Lutzadid, the Tzorach HaKadosh Palmacheres, the Darmin Menach, the Tassamachal, Amor Amor, Hello, Father, Shnei Chatoz, it's like this called two common chapters. One was fat way. And even after he shechted the thin one, they tell you to still be hit of it. He wants his jet, the same thing. Okay, he said the Rav Pastor that way, and so on. So he says, how I did when there's not a few came of the Yotzi, the kids behind the Gula, a few hawk, I really should kind of Palmacheres, I can't kind of say, tremendous sinners, I think. Okay? They can say it was brachas from the same Hashem. But to the came of the Yayin Megula Ikam Yishum Haki Veil. That's true. After the Dami Yitzhar created the Hachah, the Hachah, the Gam Kiddush, the Yayin would drop on. Anyway, the whole Kiddush on water is also drop on. But anyway, so the Chidah has an interesting suggestion. They get Halach Lamaisa. The Chachi Glover going and say, Siyach HaSodeh.
Why?
I don't know. Better quality. I don't know. The Siyach HaSodeh, the Chachi Glover, and that's the third.
John Sharbrook.
Yeah. So he quotes the Shah Bir Hashem Simon Hay and the Sikh Hasara Risi Bikyosi says this from Rashai Gimel to the state, Rashai Bay, Tibi Lowy and Kirish or Yang Nula after us with Yavid Yachalas and Kabbat and then the Kabbat and Vukhor. And he brings a riot from the Kabbat Chatzah state. However, he disagrees. He says, I'm not sure he's correct. Okay, Im Lodin Yesh Tshuva, the Hosam Adayin Lozorak Adam, with the animal, he didn't do his Rikas Adam yet, the process wasn't finished. Like we were saying before, the Kiddush was totally done.
Right,
that's his
decision.
The point is, it goes back to what we were saying before. That's the issue. So he says not the same thing. Here's a guy,
they
Kiddush.
They finished.
Right, I understand. But I'm saying the Kazi Lover is arguing the Chidah because he says that with the Kiddush case, the guy was totally done. Unless you want to argue, maybe he didn't drink the wine yet. Maybe he didn't drink the wine. But if he drank the wine, you would say it's totally done. It's not the same. So what ends up being the question here is, how far do we consider the ball the ball still being in play? In other words, at what point do we say now it's too late? That's really the whole discussion. Well, I want to say game over here. Okay, but in any event, what comes out to all of this, I want to say, and again, I pause that for you to pre-assess again, but to clarify the case by Spiros Omer. But in any event, what comes out, as I said at the point before, you see from all of this, is that it seems to me that hither does not exist on its own. There's no independent concept of hither mitzvah. Hither mitzvah is an aspect of an already existing mitzvah, and it follows the pattern of the existing mitzvah. Okay?
There's another sheet.
Right, they're correct. I know, it's going to Rabbi. I know. And the other sheet is Ramah, not very possible. But very possible. But in any event, it seems to me from all of this that the hither is going to follow the din. Like the Priyatuk says, again, I have to redo the riot. But his fundamental point is that it's only when the original mitzvah is Doka Shabbat, you talk about the hither can't exist in a vacuum. But a certain consideration, certain situations, even hither can be Doka Shabbat. Okay.
Here's